From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is speaking in Raleigh, North Carolina, about his proposals to overhaul the nation's health care system. He's holding a town hall meeting. The president says failure to deal with the huge costs of health care will drag down the national economy, which is still dealing with recession.
There's no doubt that things have gotten better. We may be seeing the beginning of the end of the recession. But that's little comfort if you're one of the folks who've lost their job and haven't found another.
Lawmakers are trying to reach agreement on several proposals, including how to pay for health care coverage. The president originally set the end of August as a deadline for health care legislation to arrive on his desk. Lawmakers from both parties say it will be very hard to achieve that. The government of Ireland has agreed to take two inmates from the Guantanamo prison camp in Cuba. Larry Miller has more from London.
Ireland's Justice Minister Dermot O'Hearn says officials visited Washington and Guantanamo last week and identified two men who could be resettled in Ireland within the next couple of months. O'Hearn said the men are no longer seen as a threat to security. They are thought to be from Uzbekistan, and although cleared for release, could not be returned to their home country because they might face torture there. Amnesty International has been campaigning for one of them to be allowed to come to Ireland. The final decision was made after a meeting with the U.S. ambassador to Dublin. Portugal and Italy have agreed to take some Guantanamo detainees, and Hungary and Spain are talking to the U.S. about taking others. Countries still need to be found for about 230 inmates. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Microsoft and Yahoo have announced a partnership today involving internet searches and advertising. Terms of the 10-year deal call for Microsoft to power the searches on Yahoo's sites in exchange for 88% of the ad money that's generated. Rachel Miro has more from member station KQED in San Francisco.
Yahoo is the number two online search provider in the U.S. Microsoft is number three. Together, they handle about a third of the search traffic compared to Google, which dominates two-thirds of the market, not to mention online advertising worth some $12 billion a year in the U.S. alone. What makes Yahoo so attractive is the data it collects about users' browsing habits, essential in selling search and display ads. Google offered Yahoo an advertising partnership, but that deal died because of antitrust concerns at the Justice Department. Presuming the Microsoft deal gets the go-ahead, it'll mark a notable turnabout for Yahoo, which fiercely resisted Microsoft's attempt at a hostile takeover last year. Google declined to comment. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 60 points at 9,036. The Nasdaq is down 14 points. It's at 1960. The S&P 500 is down 8. This is NPR. U.S. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps has set another world record. Phelps swam the 200-meter butterfly race today in 1 minute, 51.51 seconds. He's cut more than half a second off his previous time. Phelps is competing at the World Championships in Rome. Automaker Honda is reporting a profit for the first quarter. Japan's second-largest car maker says the stronger earnings came from lower costs and not from a pickup in sales. Nevertheless, Honda is upgrading its annual forecast. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Given weak sales in the U.S. and the yen's strength against the dollar, Honda's first-quarter profit took some analysts by surprise. Still, its operating profit was down 88% year-on-year, and sales were down by 30%. Honda is issuing a sunnier prediction for the fiscal year to March 2010, thanks to cuts in administrative costs and stronger sales in the Japan and China markets. Honda received a boost from strong sales of its new hybrid car, the Insight. But it's been holding back on sales of the Insight to the U.S. That's because it's stuck in a price war with Toyota's Prius, and exchange rates make it more profitable to sell the Insight at home, where demand has remained healthy. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The crew of the space shuttle Endeavour is looking over the craft. The crew is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday, and astronauts are double-checking for any possible damage before the landing. The shuttle left the International Space Station yesterday after spending about a week and a half parked there. Astronauts installed a new laboratory and connected new batteries. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.